My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today we are in the third Sunday of Advent. The third Sunday of Advent called Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete means rejoice. This is the theme expressed by St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. The word rejoice is composed of two words. Re, which means again, and joy, which means, again. So, St. Paul repeated his exhortation, I shall say it again, rejoice. Why does St. Paul insist that we rejoice? We must remember that he wrote this letter to the Philippians while he was in a prison, in a dark Roman prison, and without any certainty that he can still come out alive. In that particular situation, he writes to the Philippians, asking them to rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. Definitely, there was nothing to rejoice about in that situation. Just like any one of us may think, something happens to us which we do not like. Something happens to us or our family members, or in an utter situation, utter loss, we too be having a kind of depression or losing faith in God. And how can we rejoice? Here is the answer from St. Paul. Joy is a virtue and a gift of the Holy Spirit. It is not dependent on any external condition or situation. Rather, it all depends on one's own intimate relationship with God, our personal union with God. Rightly then, that is the situation. St. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. That's what we heard from the second reading today, letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. My dear friends, when I was in India teaching the seminarians, some of the brothers came to me and asked, Father, you are so happy, and always we see a joyful presence in your face. What is the secret? Can you share with us? They were asking on and again, and I was telling them, my dear brothers, be pure in your heart, do not have any malice in your heart, and at the same time, always trust in God, because the life what you are enjoying is given as a gift by God. Therefore, be joyful for your life. Rejoice in the presence of God. Always be happy. There is nothing to worry. And they were asking, what should we do? Just like people were asking John the Baptist, what should we do to be happy or joyous? And I was telling them, you left your home, your parents, your beloved ones, and came in search of God, if you find God and you become priest, and in that you will have a joyous time, a blessed time. As the Lord says to you, He will bless you with manifold blessings. I see in you all, my parents, my brothers, my sisters. I left my hometown and came to preach you all the good news of the Lord. How joyful I am when I am able to serve the Lord's people. Just like the same answer I gave to the brothers. So therefore, I'm so happy that I could educate someone, and I am part of making future priests of the church. Therefore, I am always happy and joyful. The same question the people were asking. Now, my dear friends, is there anyone among you who has never asked, what should we do? I'm sure you too might have had a lot of questions wavering in your minds. That's exactly many people asked John the Baptist, who was preparing them to receive the Messiah. His answer was, whatever be your profession, do your duty as it should be done, and do not indulge in selfishness and in injustice, as many people do. The coming of the Messiah demands an interior conversion. In today's gospel, on the one hand, John the Baptist announces the judgment that is coming and asks all categories of people to better their conduct. On the other hand, he speaks of the power of God that comes as a transforming force, as a judgment of the Spirit, and as a purifying fire. The preaching of John contains three messages for all of us to reflect upon. Firstly, conversion is necessary for all. Secondly, conversion is possible for all, whether including tax collectors, sinners, soldiers whom the society despises. And thirdly, practice justice and love, a life for others, not for one's own self, not for a selfish motives. Therefore, these are the three messages that we imbibe from today's gospel. As a sign of this conversion, John administered a baptism of repentance. That was a preparation for something greater. Baptism in the Holy Spirit and in fire, which Jesus, the mightier one, was bringing. The way of penance and conversion is a way of everlasting joy, everlasting happiness. In Jesus, God exercises the power to defeat evil and sustains the life of His faithful. God comes in Jesus with all power of His judgment. He baptizes with fire and burns up the useless straw, costless of the unjust. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, God judges a person based on his or her practice of justice and charity, not on the basis of racial privileges, social status, or a profession, or you are rich or poor. At the same time, God comes to us with transforming power of pardon and grace. That is baptism in the Spirit. The question people ask John is about action. What should we do? John's answer is very concrete and action-oriented. The social revolution he speaks of is, in fact, a conversion of heart, not just merely a words that we utter to others. In exterior level, we say, I do this, I do great things, but in the heart of heart, with full of grudge, violence, no peace of mind, not being happy or joyful. This is not what is expected of a Christian to have. A Christian and a true Catholic is to have a conversion of heart that should come from within. We can serve God best by doing our day's work best. Here on earth, people appreciate for and recognize for your exterior works or your jobs or profession, whatever you do, as a teacher, as a parent, as a child, as a driver, whatever the profession you are, in whichever the job you do, you must find joy in itself. According to today's first reading, joy fills our hearts because God is in our midst as our mighty Savior. There will be no cause of fear or anxiety because God has revealed His love for His people. He exults over the people who are saved. God elevates us to such heights that we become objects of His exceeding joy. We join the psalmist in praising and thanking God, who is our joy and strength. From Him we draw abundant life. In Him we possess all that is good. The coming of the Lord is the deepest cause of our peace and joy. As the other day I said, when we celebrate of our own beloved ones' birthdays or some feast days or memorials, we are so happy. We are so joyful. But at the same time, we are about to celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's years and years. But what is the change of mind that I have within me? Do I have a conversion of heart, turning myself towards God with my exterior and interior acts, with good replacing bad with good? Again, my dear brothers and sisters, in the second reading, St. Paul exhorts Christians to pray trustingly in all their needs, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That is the way to be free from all anxieties and from all experience, and to experience the peace of God and rejoice in Him. Paul's heart is full of joy. He's so happy, though he is in prison, because he felt the presence of the Lord with him. Likewise, we also need to feel the presence of God with us. That happens only when we have that personal union with God, that personal conversion and turning towards God, especially through our prayer and penance. This is what exactly John the Baptist was preaching for. Therefore, living in the closeness of God, in his own little way, the Christian grows in goodness and experiences peace and joy in abundance. Jesus invites all of us who are gathered around his altar, to turn or leave behind our former ways of thinking, our negative way of thinking and acting, and turn always towards God through faith, through love, through forgiveness, and through charity. And if we lead a life of justice and charity, we can joyfully welcome the liberation and salvation that Jesus brought to this world. My dear brothers and sisters, may God help you to do that, to have a joyful, a peaceful celebration of life. Have a joyful weekend.